I feel like the never being able to lie would cause a lot of issues. No, not a lot, like...
So you're saying you lie to us?
We're just a couple of business anchors. Welcome to the Business Anchors Podcast. This jingle is slightly too long. This jingle is slightly too long.
And do you have any questions you want to ask Dan, or shall I ask you a question?
You ask me a question and then I'll ask you one.
Okay. If you had to choose between never being able to lie at work or never being able to eat at work, which would you choose?
I feel like the never being able to lie would cause a lot of issues. No, not a lot, like...
So you're saying you lie to us?
No, no, but like... You know, like sometimes you don't necessarily tell the entire truth because of people's feelings.
Yeah, this was like, what I was thinking, actually. It's like, no, I'm not saying I come in and just completely lie, yeah, but there's sometimes you want to sugarcoat things a little bit. You're going to hurt people's feelings if they go, what do you think of this? And you go,
dog shit.
That is absolute shite. Whereas what you'd like to say is, oh, actually, I think that could be improved, but this bit's good. And if you couldn't do that, I think that would be a horrible way to be, right? Yeah.
And not eating at work, I feel like you go over that. You come up with a format where
basically
you eat
intermittent fasting.
Yeah. You just eat early and then eat before and after work. I've got one for you, Lloyd.
Yeah.
If you had to start again, like this business, would you rather start in a different industry or would you stick with marketing and why?
I suppose sticking with marketing, I could use everything I've learned this time and try and use that, I suppose, to build a business faster and more efficiently and be more financially viable earlier and that sort of thing. But just part of my personality, I really like trying new things. Mm. As you said, you reined me in. You said in a couple of episodes ago, I have all these ideas and like chase these shiny things. I know that's part of my personality, but I do think it's because I enjoy that. So I personally think I'd probably use skills that I've learned in building a business in marketing, but in a different industry. I think like in marketing, obviously, I feel very confident in marketing a really good product now. I feel like imagine developing a really fun, interesting product and now using the skills we have in marketing to build that business. What do you think?
But you wouldn't have the skills. Though,
what
if we were to start again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If we were to start again after this.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, that changes.
Well, that's how I thought about it.
Oh, I thought of it as in like if you were starting again from scratch, you hadn't done this. I was going to say if that was the case, I would still focus on marketing because those skills can be applied to so many different things. But if we were doing something after this, I'd probably do something different to because it'd be more like not more interesting, but like trying something new once we've
Just love trying new things. I think that's where you take risks, you try new things. That's where all the best things come from. So.
Just before you go, we want to take a second to talk about our podcast sponsors, Adobe Express. Adobe Express enables anyone to quickly and easily create standout social graphics, logos, flyers, banners, and more on the web and mobile. There are so many amazing features and benefits to using Adobe Express. You can choose from thousands of beautifully designed templates to inspire you and get started. You can quickly remove a background, convert JPEG to PNG, videos to GIFs, merge videos, change video speeds, and more. Apply your brand to your content in just a tap and collaborate with your colleagues through shared templates and libraries. You'll also get access to the entire diverse, royalty-free Adobe Stock photo collection created by the world's best professionals and choose from over 20,000 licensed Adobe fonts, as well as their collection of curved typesets, grids, and exquisite font pairings. You can apply standout photo effects in seconds, discover easy bite-sized tips to get you started on the Learn tab, or connect on one of their creator community spaces to stay close to our team and fellow users. Now that's a lot of features to get your teeth into. Click the link in the description of the episode to give Adobe Express a go today, and we'll see you next week.